launched the humanitarian response plan for Yemen, and we're appealing for $2.1 billion to be able to assist 12 million people in Yemen. According to our estimates and our surveys in Yemen today, there are 19 million people who are in need of some sort of humanitarian assistance. However, we prioritize the caseload of 12 million. These are the people who are in most acute need. These are the people who depend for their survival, for their daily survival, on external assistance. Through this appeal, we are aiming to reach out to these 12 million people with life-saving assistance in the, for example, like emergency food distribution, water distribution, things related to shelters and emergency medical care.
Mr. Khoury, if we try to put these numbers into perspective, to try to understand them more, how would you compare this appeal to the appeals you launched over the past years, and also the number of people in need in Yemen? What's the percentage?
This year appeals, as I told you, is $2.1 billion as compared to last year, which was $1.7 billion. And this, you know, increase in the amount of money that we're requesting, reflects deterioration in the humanitarian situation right now in Yemen. As I told you, 19 million people are in need for some sort of assistance, but we are focusing only on 12 million people who are in acute need of assistance.
How does this situation impact people on the ground? You live in Yemen, you are serving in Yemen, and you can see the effects firsthand.
Our major concern right now is the deterioration of the food security situation. Right now, we have 14 million people who are food insecure. Half of them, that's 7 million people, are severely food insecure. You're talking about people who do not know whether they will have a next meal or where is this next meal coming from. These 7 million people, are families who many cases are just skipping meals or reducing the amount of food intake that they are taking. Our survey shows that 60% of the families in Yemen, they borrow money to buy food or they sell their assets to buy food. These are scary numbers. So we are very concerned about the food insecurity situation. Last week, the Undersecretary General O'Brien, in the briefing to the Security Council, he noted that the scenario of famine is no longer an unlikely scenario in Yemen in 2017. We are very concerned also about the ability of the private sector to import food. Right now, the quantities of food and medicine that are coming into Yemen, and this is the country that depends highly on food import, is much less than the need. So getting back private sector, getting back commercial imports back on track is something that is extremely important. So one major domain of our concerns has to do with the food insecurity situation, and we are planning a lot of interventions to help millions of families, but also equally concerning the almost collapsing health sector in the country, and we are planning lots of interventions, emergency interventions, to help people in need of medical care. Yeah.
Under the current security situation in Yemen, how could the UN reach people in need?
Well, operating in any conflict zone is always complicated, and that's certainly the case in Yemen. We do have systems in place whereby, any movement of the relief consignments or even the movement of the humanitarian workers, we always coordinate these movements with both parties to the conflict. So we have systems and mechanisms in place to have dialogue and to talk to the parties to the conflict and ensure that, we have access to the people in need. Certainly in some areas with the hot, conflict zones, there are more difficulties to reach the people. There are few areas that are completely not accessible to us, but through dialogue with the parties to the conflict, we're doing our best. We have satisfactory level of access, I would say, to most areas.
We talked about the security situation. What are the other challenges you're facing? What about, for example, the funding situation for the humanitarian efforts in Yemen?
Certainly, funding is a big challenge. Last year, we managed to mobilize 60% of the funding needs. And that forces us, in a sense, to take tough decisions. So last year, for example, the World Food Program had to decide either to feed less number of people or keep the same number of people that they are feeding, but with less quantities. And every day, in a sense, we are faced with similar tough decisions because of the lack of funding. So this year, 2017, we are hoping that the donors will do more. And as I mentioned earlier, the appeal for 2017 is highly prioritized, highly focused on the life-saving interventions exclusively. That means any shortfalls in the funding will have grave consequences and implications on lives of people. So we're appealing to the donors to provide the resources and the funding required by the humanitarian agencies to be able to do our work in 2017 in Yemen.